Let's go to Lisa in Seattle, and she's got a question about the prostate. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How's
it
going?
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Fine. Thank you so much.
Good. All right.
Could you please tell me, if you were diagnosed with prostate cancer, what would you do? My father had been diagnosed with the first stage, and they almost missed it, actually.
Well, you know, it would be a wake-up call to me to know that I have not been feeding my body all the nutrients it needs to maintain great health, and I'd be looking all over my body for scars and traumas that were reflexing right into the prostate that have sedated the normal nerve and energy flow and have created an environment that promotes disease. Okay? Now, there are three different things in the prostate. One is nutrition. And sadly, the prostate is one of these guys that needs all the nutrients to make it. And so does the eyeball. Okay? And so when we get these guys, they're the most susceptible to serious illness. Okay? So I'd get on Prostate Complex. How much does he weigh?
My dad is approximately probably 180.
And how old is he?
He's 67.
Okay. So part of the reason he's in trouble, there's the interference fields, there's teeth, there's nutrition, and there's a fourth one for him because of his age, and that is digestion. And see, we've all been hoodwinked into believing, myself included, even when I was in grad school, to believe that we were engineered for cooked food. And this is a lie. The body, the way God engineered the body, it was engineered for raw food.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not here to tell you that you should run out and start eating all raw food, because you'll probably be sick as a dog. We're producing such filthy food as a country, and our food is so second class compared to the rest of the world, because our production is all financially driven. There are no real quality standards. Even organic is almost a joke, because organic in some areas where they're using tap water is probably worse than commercial in other areas. So it's really, really a hornet's nest to get our food. So step one, he needs to get on digestion. So at his age and weight, he needs about 6 HCL and about 3 activator at the end of meals. Okay.
So about 6, because I'm going to purchase this for
him. Yeah, because this, he's going to have a little more than normal.
Yeah.
And what this will do is it'll support the body's effort to get healthier tissue in all those areas.
So okay. 6 of the, what is it called?
HCL, betaine hydrochloride,
uh-huh.
And 3 activator.
And
then with the meal, he'll take 2 Quantum Digest. Okay.
Quantum digest.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so now we got his digestion going. Next thing we want to do is have a QRA practitioner check his teeth. And the reason for that is he may have dead teeth, there may be an infected tooth that's been missed,
mm-hmm.
like in the upper or lower front 4 teeth, like if he had one of his front teeth smashed in and they root canaled it, and maybe it's got a crown on it, it's not root canaled, but the crown is metal, and it's probably leaking. The QRA practitioner can find which tooth, show him that it's reflexing right to the prostate, and then cut off that source of trouble for the prostate. Okay?
Okay.
Then we have interference fields. These would be scars and traumas from the forehead all the way to the pubic bone that are reflexing to the prostate. So the QRA guy can find these as well.
Okay.
All right. What he can do right this second is get on some Prostate Complex, about 4 per meal.
Okay.
And this is the start. And as he does these things, see, you need to make sure he understands that any type of illness like he has is a systemic whole-body illness.
Yes.
It is not isolated at the prostate.
Okay.
So the whole body has to be renovated.
Okay.
And once he gets control where everything looks good, he's got to maintain himself with a little bit of multi-pollen. In other words, he can't go back to the way he was before, because the way he was before was nutrient deficient.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to get on a few things. And if he's willing, there are super nutrients like Superfood Trio.
Okay.
And he can get on the cheapest form of these, which would be powders and liquids.
Okay.
Such as, you know, EFA oil blend on a salad, greens mix dropped right in the salad as a powder, so it's way cheaper, and coral, so that he can get his first morning urine pH back to the ideal 6470. So he has pH paper and pH trio.
Okay? Yeah.
Now he's going to be back to track. These are the things that I'd be doing, but I'd be feeling really bad about myself if that happened, because
yes,
I have been maintaining the nutrition all my life, but So I don't ever expect to have this problem. Yeah. And so getting your dad back to track, this is the start. But get him over to a good QRA practitioner. And I know in the Washington area we have several.
He lives in the Savannah area.
How far away is that from Atlanta? Quite a ways?
Not long enough. He'll have to drive down there.
Well, I mean, there may be someone in Savannah, but I know there's two or three people in Atlanta.
Okay.
I think you want to look on the list, but I think there's a Dr. Boyer there.
Okay.
He's pretty well trained. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Now, I do have one quick one.
All right, go ahead.
What they're saying now, because I guess it's enlarging so fast, they want to cut it out and remove the prostate.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want them to remove it in pieces because they said he thinks if they cut it, some of the cancer could spread to other parts of his body.
This is all true.
Oh.
Now, here's what determines what should be done.
Okay.
There's a research from the Germans.
Okay.
That show that if a tumor is greater than 2 centimeters, you will benefit by removing it. If it's smaller than 2 centimeters and you attempt to remove it, you may reduce the mean survival time of the patient.
Oh.
So the question has to be back to the physician, how big is this thing?
Okay.
And I would say if it's very close to 2 centimeters, I'd roll myself with the nutrition and not surgerize the area.
Okay.
For
do you
many
think
reasons.
You can beat this?
There's no question the body can beat it.
Okay. Is there a way that all this is recorded and I can just...
I've made notes, so if you're Lisa of Washington, they can pull my notes and go over it with you. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. God bless.
Take care. Good luck now.
Thank you.
Bye.